Between the words that are spoken and the words that are heard, may the Spirit of truth be present. Amen. Please be seated. Spiritual but not religious. This is a phrase we hear often on the West Coast. British Columbia, and especially the West Coast of British Columbia, has the lowest church attendance of all of Canada. 41% of Metro Vancouver residents told Statistics Canada that they have no religion. Wikipedia told me that in contrast to religion, spirituality has often been associated with the interior life of the individual. Wikipedia also told me that religious institutions are rejected by the spiritual but not religious folk because they don't want to be told what to believe. I get that. I understand that the roots of that perspective, our society plays great value on independence, freedom of thought, autonomy, while at the same time being suspicious of many institutions as impersonal, corrupt, complicit in the suffering of the poor and lonely and hungry and outcast. Maybe the spiritual but not religious folk are wary of religion or wary of what they think religion is. Perhaps, as Wikipedia told me, religion is perceived as a set of rules to be blindly followed, a set of beliefs to be blindly accepted, and all of this empty of any spirituality. Perhaps religion and spirituality are seen as opposites, either spiritual or religious, and no overlap. I wonder if you agree with this clear delineation between spirituality and religion. I have trouble with it, as I think many Christians do. We have trouble with this idea not just because we identify as religious people. Here we are in church, a religious setting, worshiping God alongside of our neighbors. Alongside of our neighbors, this is the thing. We know that ultimate independence and autonomy is not what God desires for us. Ultimate independence and autonomy is really ultimate lack of connection to others. No one to love or care for you or for you to care for. No one to protect you. No way of knowing who you are. Desolate. In the Bible, the word for this kind of disconnectedness is orphan. It is something to be feared. In today's gospel reading, Jesus is in the midst of saying goodbye to his disciples, his friends. This part of the Gospel of John, chapters 14 to 17, is called the farewell discourse. Jesus has told them during their last supper in Jerusalem that he will be going away, and the disciples are frightened. Jesus has been the one who loves and teaches them, who brings help, who comforts them, and who helps them make sense of the world and make sense of who they are. Just the thought of losing him is more than they can bear. Without Jesus to anchor them, to situate them in the world, to love them and to be their friend, without Jesus, they fear being completely lost, cut off. They fear their loss of identity. They fear being orphaned. But this is what Jesus tells them. Jesus promises that he will not leave them orphaned. Jesus promises that the Father will give them another comforter, another advocate. Jesus is the first advocate, and when he leaves, when he is crucified, another advocate will come to us. Jesus calls this advocate the Spirit of Truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and this other advocate, the Spirit of Truth, continues the work of Jesus. Jesus promises us here today, 2,000 years since the crucifixion, Jesus promises that the Spirit of truth has been with us all that time. And not just with us, but within us. Jesus in the Father, and we within Jesus, and Jesus within us. This is quite a thought. He in us, and we in him. I am reminded of the promise in the book of Ezekiel that God will put God's Spirit within us, and of God's declaration in the book of Jeremiah that God will put God's laws into our minds and write them on our hearts. Where else would the God of love write God's law? In today's reading from Acts, St. Paul speaks of us as God's offspring. We are not orphans because we belong to God, an eternally faithful friend. We also heard today that in God we live and move and have our being. So God is within us and around us. There's no getting away from God, try as you might to hide. Even when you forget God, God is with us, rooting for us. And if we conceive of God as the power of love at the foundation of the universe, which is how I think of God, then we live in love. Now, the word translated as advocate in the gospel reading is the Greek word paraclete. And while it does mean advocate, comforter, consoler, encourager, the most basic meaning of the word is to come alongside. Come alongside, support, hold up, walk together. We in this community of St. John, when we come alongside each other to comfort and encourage, we act like Jesus, and we are living into the Holy Spirit's invitation and into the Holy Spirit's very being. This is the spiritual core of religion. We are religious and spiritual because religion is empty without the Spirit. In our prayer, in our singing, in our silence, we engage in spiritual practices. In our play and laughter, we are engaging in spiritual practices. Anne Lamott calls laughter carbonated grace. And I think of spiritual laughter, I think of Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama holding hands unable to contain their joyous laughter. Now, just as Jesus' disciples were frightened for the loss of Jesus, I know many of us here have experienced this kind of loss, or the possibility, the anticipation of such a loss. This could be the death of a dear one who helped to anchor us, through whom we learned what love means. This could be a dire medical diagnosis, the loss of a job, home, friendship, the loss of the ability to care for ourselves or to remember the names of our friends. Any of those things which are part of the web of connectedness in our lives and whose loss we grieve. It is at these times especially that we are asked to come alongside those who suffer, come alongside the orphans. It's at times like these, times in which we suffer, that we are grateful for our interdependence, our supporting community of faith. When we are suffering or grieving, we are also asked to reach out and come alongside those who are our community of faith, our supporters. Church is not reserved for only the healthy and the happy. Being a welcoming community means we welcome you with all of your joys and burdens, a true come-as-you-are worship service. As we read in the letter of Paul, following the way of Christ does not guarantee against suffering. We may, in fact, suffer because of our faith, as we speak out against unjust structures of society, as we enter into compassionate relationships. What we do know, however, is that in our suffering, Jesus is beside us, not merely in our thoughts and prayers, but in the presence of the Holy Spirit living and praying in the hearts of all of us, within us, and alongside of us. At the beginning of today's reading, Jesus asks us, we who love God, to keep his commandments. It is in the Gospel of John that Jesus says, "A new commandment I give to you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." It is this commandment to love that I believe Jesus is asking us to remember and to live out as best we can, confident in God's forgiveness as well as God's encouragement. This place, St. John Shaughnessy, is living into this commandment to love and to come alongside in several ways. We have a newly formed pastoral care team who will visit shut-ins, those who are ill or who cannot attend on Sunday service for any reason. We have a street ministry that recognizes the orphans of this world, the homeless, the hungry, the lonely, and offers food and clothing and friendship. We are supporting refugees and hospital chaplaincy, and we support one another. My heart sings during the passing of the peace as we greet one another with love and the peace of Christ. And I so value our coffee hour, where we deepen our friendships and extend welcome to newcomers. And we do gather from time to time to learn about prayer and spiritual practices. Yes, we are religious and spiritual. The great spiritual teacher, monk, and priest Thomas Merton said, "We live in a world that is absolutely transparent, and the divine is shining through it all the time. This is not just a nice story or a fable, it is true." I pray that we come to understand that we live and move and have our being in God's love, whether we feel it or not. God is not revealed one moment and absent the next. Known or unknown, God remains the ground of our being, the God of love that guides our spiritual lives and upon whose word our religion is founded. Amen.